So we're diving into a paper that's shaking up how we think about multitask reinforcement learning with large language models. It's all about imbalanced gradients during post-training. Sounds pretty technical, right?
It is, but the core idea is surprisingly intuitive. Imagine you're trying to teach a model to do a bunch of different things, like coding, arithmetic, and maybe even writing poetry. The standard way we do this is to train it on all these tasks at once, hoping it learns to generalize. But this paper highlights a crucial problem. Some tasks end up dominating the learning process, not because they're more important, but because their gradients are just bigger.
Bigger gradients? So, like, they're shouting louder?
Exactly. Think of it like this. Each task is pulling the model's brain in a different direction. The tasks with bigger gradients are pulling harder, so the model ends up focusing on them even if they aren't the tasks where it actually needs the most help.
Wow, that's a really clear analogy. So how did the researchers actually prove this was happening?
That's where the paper gets really clever. They didn't just look at the final combined gradient, they meticulously measured the gradient contribution from each individual task. This is tricky because just measuring the norm of a batch gradient is mathematically biased. To get around this, they used an unbiased estimator by splitting each task's batch into two halves and computing the cross product of their gradients. This gave them a clean signal for each task's true gradient magnitude.
Okay, so they could see which tasks were shouting the loudest. And what did they find?
The results were pretty stark. They found that the gradient magnitudes between tasks could vary by factors of 15x to 33x. This means that the tasks with the highest gradients were completely dominating the update vector, effectively getting a much larger learning rate, while the low gradient tasks were being starved.
So even if you're sampling the tasks equally, it doesn't matter, the loud ones still win?
Exactly. Uniform sampling is a common strategy, but it doesn't address this underlying gradient imbalance. It's like trying to have a fair election where some votes count way more than others.
That's a crazy imbalance, but couldn't you argue that maybe those tasks with large gradients should be prioritized? Maybe they just have more room for improvement.
That's the obvious counterargument, and the paper addresses it brilliantly. They designed two tests to disprove that idea. First, they came up with a learning gain metric, which measures how much the reward increases over time for each task. Then they compared this learning gain to the gradient norms.
And they didn't match up?
Nope, not at all. The tasks with the largest gradients often had the lowest learning gains. So it wasn't that the large gradients were signaling more potential, they were just large.
Wow, that's a huge disconnect. So what was the second test they did?
They tried a gradient proportional sampling strategy. Instead of sampling tasks uniformly, they sampled them in proportion to their gradient magnitude. The idea was, if large gradients truly signal high learning potential, this should improve overall performance.
Makes sense. Did it work?
Actually, it didn't. It showed no advantage and sometimes even degraded performance. This was the final nail in the coffin, proving that gradient magnitude isn't just uncorrelated with learning gain, but actively misleading as a balancing metric.
So this isn't just a minor issue. It's a fundamental flaw in how we're approaching multitask RL.
That's precisely the paper's point. It's not about proposing a new SOTA algorithm. It's a methodological critique warning us that naively mixing datasets for multitask RL can lead to optimization traps biased by these gradient mirages that have no bearing on actual learning.
So, what are the implications of this? What should researchers and practitioners do differently?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? The paper doesn't offer a silver bullet, but it highlights the need for more sophisticated balancing strategies. We need to move beyond uniform sampling and find ways to normalize or reweight gradients to ensure that all tasks are contributing meaningfully to the learning process. It might involve techniques like gradient clipping, adaptive learning rates per task, or even more complex meta-learning approaches to dynamically adjust task priorities.
So it's not just about making the loudest task learn. It's about making sure every task gets a fair shot.
Exactly. And understanding this gradient imbalance is the first step towards building more robust and efficient multitask RL systems.